I'm Jeffrey Hopkins, the translator and editor of this program. There's a Tibetan saying, "Everyone dies, but no one is dead." Introduction. Tibet is known for profound insights into the depths of the mind. A repository for Buddhist teachings, Tibet has long maintained traditions of practice and instruction centered on manifesting these deep states of mind and making use of them for spiritual progress. I began my own instruction in these systems at a Tibetan and Mongolian monastery in New Jersey at the end of 1962. While living at the monastery for nearly 5 years, I learned the Tibetan language, meditated, and studied a broad range of topics. This allowed me, upon return to the monastery in the summer of 1968, to appreciate the magnificent expositions of subjects, large and small, by an aged lama, Khensur Ngawan Langden, who had been the abbot of a tantra monastery in Lhasa, the capital of Tibet, when the communist Chinese invaded in 1959. In the course of his teachings, the lama spoke several times of a profound book about death that he had with him. He explained that the book was most helpful in approaching death because it described in detail the deepening mental states through which the dying person passes and how to prepare for them. He added that we pass through these states each and every day when we go to sleep or end a dream, as well as when fainting, sneezing, or during orgasm. I was fascinated. From the Lama's brief references to the contents of this book, I could see that our usual level of consciousness was superficial compared to these deeper states. Wanting to learn more, I asked him to teach me the text, but he put it off. Eventually, in 1971, I left on a Fulbright fellowship to study for a few months with one of the Lama's Tibetan students, who was teaching in Germany at the University of Hamburg. There I stayed in what was actually a large closet. A friend of the Tibetan scholar had built a narrow bed above the window in the closet, with a small ladder up to it and a tiny desk under it. One night, fairly early in my stay, the Lama appeared to me in a thrilling dream in the shining form of his 6-year-old self, without the pockmarks he had on his adult face. "Standing on my chest," he announced, "I will be back." I knew then that he had died. I proceeded to India, where I stayed for over a year, attending 2 series of teachings by His Holiness the Dalai Lama, having long discussions with him in many audiences, receiving private teachings, translating a text he had written on the topic of dependent arising and emptiness, and interpreting for a group of students who had asked for an audience. Upon returning to the United States, I went directly to the monastery in New Jersey, intent on going through Lama Khensur Ngawan Langden's effects to find the book about dying. To my delight, I found it. I read the book and requested teaching on it from 2 lamas. It has had a profound influence on me. It describes both the superficial and profound levels of mind so vividly that it allows one to imagine going deeper and deeper within the mind on the ultimate journey of transformation. Knowing that this material would be valuable for many people, I asked His Holiness the Dalai Lama if he would provide commentary on another text on the same topic, a poem written by the first Benchen Lama in the 17th century, which also has a commentary by the author of the book on dying I had read. I suggested to the Dalai Lama that in this way a more accessible book could be made, and he agreed.